It's WAKG's Off-Air Flare.
Off-Air Flare.
With Jinya and Josh.
It's Off-Air Flare back in the swing of things because we had our hiatus and we did a little Valentine's goodness and now we're back for the second one of 2020.
Indeed. We're trying to be better.
Yeah, trying to be better and we're enhancing this experience. Not only is it in HD, I don't think it is, or 4K, Miss Tracy Daniel is here. Tracy!
We need to applaud.
Yeah, she was going to applaud herself.
Applause, yeah.
We do have like sound effect categories. We can add all kinds of things for Tracy. Yeah. So, Tracy, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
You know.
This is your second one with us, right? Isn't it?
This is my second one with y'all.
Yeah, I think you're a little more confident. The last one, she's like, hey, y'all. And now she's like, I'm good.
Let's do this.
Thank you.
I listened to the first one not that long ago, and it was terribly embarrassing.
Was it?
Oh, stop.
Just a couple of months.
That's
how long
have
you been here? Just a couple of months. But now you've just celebrated a year here, though.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's incredible.
It was fun. Mm-hmm. I got some cupcakes. There were signs all over the office.
Yeah. We like to stalk Facebook pages of people that work here and steal photos.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. We're not Facebook friends.
No.
So.
How about that?
Wow.
Apparently, she wants to be part of the podcast, but I can't be friends with the Off-Air Flare crew. So
that's fine. That's all right.
Maybe
we'll remember
that's
that.
What, you know, we had talked about doing something else, but I think we may just have to spend the next little bit focused on
that. What if we just chastise her for the whole next 10 minutes?
That's okay. We can go for it if y'all want to.
Oh, she's you better be able to take it if y'all going to dish it out.
She goes, I've been watching you.
Y'all want to know about y'all shortcomings? Here we go. Here's a list. I've been here for a year, and I've been keeping up with them every detail. But we were talking about just ideas and what we're going to converse about, and you had an excellent idea, so we decided to let her be part of it since this was her brainchild.
No doubt.
The Never Have I Ever game, sans alcohol.
Oh, all right. So the non-drinking version.
You don't drink anyway,
well,
so I mean,
I was going to follow up with clean version.
Yeah, no,
thank you.
The clean version. Some random never have I ever situations and stories and stuff like that. Because originally we were going to do like siblings, and then we're like, oh, that could get. You know, Tracy, you said that could get dark real fast. And as I like went through my memory banks, I was like, oh, yeah, let's not. Let's not. I have three test subjects, and there's something about each one of them like, no. I would not want to do that. So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's true.
All right. So, guys, y'all ready for the clean PG, possibly G, minus the parents' guidance, Never Have I Ever game?
I feel like our podcast should be PG.
PG, parental guidance?
Yeah.
Okay, PG or G?
I mean, granted.
Was
not...
G the more hardcore? No, PG is
harder. PG's harder.
Harder than... You're like, you got to have a parent sit here and watch this episode of Tiny Toon Adventures with you.
That's right.
Not just by yourself, dear.
That partially animated violence is corrupting children.
Yeah.
Blah.
Is G the lowest?
Yes.
I guess so.
E for everyone.
That's the ERSB scale from gaming. So, but yes, similar. Very similar.
So it would be G,
nerd.
PG, PG-13.
Mm-hmm.
If you're 13, mom and dad don't need to sit here with you, right?
Correct. And then R.
No, N-17.
NC-17 is...
But some
R,
things...
I'd go to R before NC-17, okay?
Well, some things that I'm like, whoa, when I was like 14, I didn't need to see this.
Well...
Like, what's going on?
I'm...
You know, meow, meow, meow. When you hear that slow music, kiddos, get out the room. Okay, here we go.
So much for the clean version of anything.
Okay. Never have I ever... PG, I guess we'll say.
That's fine.
Never have I ever been sneezed on.
Totally.
I've definitely
it's
been
all
sneezed.
Happened.
Yeah.
It happened. You haven't lived in this world. Unless you're in a bubble, it's happened.
I mean, I've
point.
Been doing homework with Jared, and he's just like, looks at me, Mama, shoot. I'm like, fantastic. I'm going to call out of work tomorrow then, because I'm sick. Okay. Never have I ever accidentally drank curdled milk. I've never done that. I never want to do that.
I have accidentally consumed sour milk. Curdled milk, I think, is way too easy to go, oh, this is a little chunky.
Sour
like,
cream.
did you pour it in the dark?
You
is your refrigerator
on,
light
Tracy.
Out?
I was making cereal.
Yeah.
And I just, like, I don't know, won't pay any attention.
Uh-huh.
And then I just, you know, you kind of.
Did you look at the date on that?
Nope. I have expired milk in my fridge right now.
Tracy.
I also have a gallon of like good milk, and then I have half a gallon of expired milk.
So is that for like, this is for company?
Yeah.
That's for like, cleaning out my fridge. Is that terrible to say?
You've bought the good milk.
Yeah.
But neglected to throw out the bad milk.
Yes.
Can I make a quick side note here? Because my wife and I have this debate all the time.
Uh-huh.
How long do you let it go after the date?
Because it's the sell-by date. It's not expiration date, right?
It's a matter of opinion.
That's what it says. It used to be.
It says use by.
It used to be expiration date. And now it's like a use by, sell by date kind of. Okay. Some people say sell by, some say use. Some people say 7 days.
My wife will actually pour it into a glass and smell it because you can't pop the top off and smell because any leftover milk.
Yeah.
No. I am a stickler on, I'm usually pretty laid back on most things. Milk, day of. Deuces.
Well,
gone immediately.
It's
no
kind of like anything like dairy related like that. Like Jared had some, he loves like Go-Gurts.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like only a couple of days old. But
that's different.
When it comes
Yogurt's
to
already bacteria.
When it comes to Jer Bear, no, it's not. So I tossed it in the trash. I was like, we'll get you some different Ninja Turtle Go-Gurts. It's fine.
Well, I'll throw it out this evening.
I appreciate that. I mean, it's not like I'm coming to your house to be like, let me get some milk.
God,
no.
Tracy, what is that?
What?
It went bad on the 16th. Today's the 19th.
Okay, it's not too bad.
That's not
I'm not
hard.
Gonna
you made
drink
it sound
it.
Like it was 3 weeks old.
Yeah, no, it was no, like no, that no. green like bottle of milk.
What's that stuff floating on top?
I don't know. It's my own little bacteria garden. Succulents.
But so I think curdled versus old. Sour or old milk, because I've done that. Where I've
curdled is
check.
Like...
cottage cheese.
Like, it's been sitting in there a month after its day, and it's like, that's gross.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no thanks. Okay. Never have I ever peed myself. I mean, we've all done it.
We're all children at some point.
Yeah.
Also,
what about as an adult?
As an adult?
As an adult, have you peed
What's
yourself
an adult?
As an adult?
14 plus?
I'm going to go 18 plus, because we all have those moments. Everyone has the bathroom dream. You're like, I'm getting up, going to the bathroom, I'm sitting down, and oh my goodness, 18
everybody
plus.
Everybody doesn't. Second,
you've never had the bathroom dream?
No.
You've never had the dream?
No.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you ever have a dream that you're going to the bathroom and you're near a toilet and all of a sudden you're like, I'm just going to go for it. Don't go for it. Wake yourself up, because as soon as you feel relief, it's because you've done it in the sheets. Don't do it. You've never had the bathroom
dream. First off, I've never had that dream. And secondly, this is a bit of a loaded question for me. Again, PG, obviously. I can just pull over and go wherever as a dude. I don't really have to worry about it. There's a lot more.
I can do it too.
I understand that, but there's a lot different connotation. You know what I'm saying? But you get what I'm saying, though, right?
There's a decency thing there, so it
doesn't go as far for me.
There's a different, I mean, the anatomy portion is different.
Correct.
The whole setup of how a female mm-hmm. uses the restroom mm-hmm. versus a male. However, it is still a common thing. Like, you go, I mean, these dreams are vivid. You go through the motion. You're like, I'm going
She's
in the bathroom.
I've had the dream.
Yeah. I guarantee you probably 85% of people listening, probably all two people that are tuning in right now, have had this dream.
Fantastic.
I mean, it's like you cut
the
light on, Tracy. Am I right? You cut the light on. You're like, all right, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And ladies, let's be real. You sit down and you're like, ah. And then you wake up and you're like, oh, no.
Nope.
Okay, cool.
Never had that happen. I will now. Thanks.
I am glad.
Appreciate
I hope you
that.
Have one
At
tonight.
36, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so then you could say, okay, so as an adult, have you peed on yourself?
No.
Okay.
I haven't either. Not since 18.
Not since 18. I don't think since 18. Look at this picture, by the way, my sister calling me. Isn't that cute? Don't send me an ugly picture or selfie, because I'll use it as your contact photo. That is
nice.
Just my recollection for her. Okay. never have I ever been seasick.
No.
I've never been seasick. I've never been on a cruise or anything, so I don't know.
Cruises are a bad example, because I feel like unless you're out on bad or choppy seas, and it's got to be really bad for a cruise ship to be in bad shape, I've never been seasick. I enjoyed the cruise I was on.
Yeah, I get pretty seasick.
Do you?
Can you?
Yeah, I have to take Dramamine.
No water beds for Tracy.
I also feel like I get motion sickness.
1970 called.
Listen.
Do you have a waterbed?
No, I don't now. I grew up. My parents had a waterbed. I remember that vividly. And then I had the dream on the waterbed. And I was like, I hope it's a leak. No, Mama, no. I'm so sorry, Mom.
So many things wrong with this line of questioning.
Yeah. Have you ever slept on a waterbed?
No.
Oh, man.
And then they hadn't filled the mattress up, and you, like, plunk, plunk, on a piece of plywood. You're like, you're like, unarmed. Josh, you haven't done so many things that are such a rite of passage as someone in the South and your age.
How do they drain waterbeds?
There's a little hole there.
But it's in your room. Do you hook a hose to it and, like, out the door?
I think so. Probably. It's almost like the kiddie pools. You're like, just flip it over.
Because the just water. Pick it up and just kind of wedge one it out side. The door. Like, once you get out in the yard, just grab a pin.
I mean, who was like, you know, it'd be cool sleeping on water. Let's do it.
Do you know what a Sleep Number bed is?
Oh, yeah. Now, hey.
It's
I'm
basically
all about those.
An air mattress.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
We have
but you sleep on air,
home.
But you wouldn't
yes,
sleep
ma'am.
On water. I hear you.
It's not that I wouldn't. I just
Captain
never
Planet
have.
Captain Planet called. What? He wants you to use
I got
that
a
mattress.
Tree. I got your tree.
Earth. Wind. Fire.
You're a tree. You're a tree. You're a tree.
Okay. Never have I ever. I'm going to skip some of these, like tried alligator. That's a little like.
Oh, it's delicious.
Have you tried had it?
I've never had it.
Oh,
I'm the weirdo now. I haven't had alligator. Oh, my God.
How did you have yours cooked, though?
Like grilled almost.
Oh, I had mine deep fried.
Mm-hmm. I had mine like
oh yeah,
none.
Gator nugget.
Have you ever been to Razzo's? Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Rizzo's?
No.
It's like in Charlotte. That's where I had it at.
No, we a couple of guys had a poker night, and he ordered some of it. He did like shrimp, scallops, and all that.
Gator.
He tried it up. He did. That's right. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
He's
it was
like,
delicious.
I'm going to get the poo-poo platter, and I'm shrimp, scallops. What's the third one? No, not oysters, no.
Got anything in the deep freezer.
Yeah.
Yo, we got some gator back
there. I'm feeling like Crocodile Dundee. Throw a little gator. That's not a knife. That's a knife.
Good reference.
That's excellent. This one I think is ridiculous because I think a lot of us have done this. Never have I ever eaten at Taco Bell after 10 p.m. Of course, they're always open.
That's literally
you've
their
never
logo.
Eaten at Taco
Bell. Not that late.
Gosh. What? It's
not
what,
that
what's
late.
What's there saying?
It's like open
eat
late.
Great.
Late.
Eat great, even late.
Eat great.
It's Nacho Bell Grande, baby.
You've never
Crunch
had
wrap.
Taco Bell
not
after
that late.
10?
No, ma'am. Not
That's
to my knowledge.
That's when it's probably best. After 10.
That's okay. when you think it's best.
Then you go home and hope that's you don't
it,
have...
That's probably where it
yeah.
is.
Then you go home and hope you don't have that dream opposite.
Oh! Oh, jeez.
No.
Nope.
Yeah.
Not me.
It's good.
It is delicious.
Next time
I mean,
you're
I
out
like
about
it.
Late,
just,
10:01, eat Taco Bell.
It's so rare.
Never have I ever talked to myself out loud in public. In this line of work, I've done it all the time.
I was doing that before you guys walked into the room.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all talk to yourselves a lot.
Yeah. Do
like
you?
Like a lot.
Do you?
No. You I don't really think so.
Does it weird you out when we're like sitting here like practicing like stuff or like we're on air or recording something? You're like, what are you doing?
Sometimes, I don't know. It's just like, huh. They're in a room.
Look at those weirdos.
Kind of to thousands of people, but they're also kind of just in a room talking to themselves at the same time.
Yeah. And then it's like, I will, like, if we have something, like an event or something, I will practice it, what I'm going to say, like, on the ride in. So I think today it looks like I'm maybe having a conversation through my Bluetooth.
Right.
Back in the day when I would, like, you know, rehearse, like, a speech for school or something, I'd be like, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, 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 yeah. And I hope they're thinking maybe she's like busting out some really cool rhymes for that CD she's listening to. But it was like, I'm practicing on, you know, and this is what happened in Of Mice of Men. And at the end, when Lenny dies, blah, 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 blah,
spoiler.
Blah. Spoiler alert. Yeah. Oh, the book's only been out for 70 years, but you know.
I think I practice what I'm going to say in an argument.
Do you?
Dang.
Yes. If I know I'm...
You pregame an argument?
So
most of mine are random and on fire. That's where all the
have
bad
you
stuff
ever,
comes
though,
from.
Have you ever, like, have you ever had some comeback to somebody and you're like, I'm going to store that for the perfect
oh,
moment.
Oh, absolutely.
And you're like, let me just go back into the little file in my little brain and open it up and store you in there for a little rainy day argument.
I've done that to Big John more than I care to admit.
An argument, though. Not
oh, it doesn't
argument.
Have to be an argument.
Oh, just like
joke,
a fun little...
anything. Any
well, yeah,
little...
That's, y'all's are, that's how y'all's little quips back and forth. But I mean, like, something hurtful, and you're like...
Yep.
Me.
I dare you to say something about me, because I already got a file. That's what I think about, like...
Yeah.
Dang.
I know someone...
Dang, y'all are ruthless.
I have a friend that actually keeps a list of people she's mad at. Like, if she invites you to something, and you don't show up, and it's not a legit excuse, huh? Is it your wife?
No.
No.
No, it's not my wife.
Oh, who?
Is it Jesse?
No, she doesn't do that. Someone else.
I was asking silently.
Oh, she don't care. She listens. Jesse, okay. It's not you. I know it's not you. She'd flat out be like, and you didn't come to
me. Josh is on the list now.
You're on the list now. She'd like, she'll probably text me as soon as this airs and be like, hate Josh. I'm like, okay.
Why would he assume?
Yeah, and she's like, I do have hateful comments, but I don't have to save them. I'll say them whenever. Our text messages, I hope no one ever reads some of them because it'd be like, oh, y'all are horrible people. But no, like, she'll keep a, this person will keep a list and, like, say it's like a birthday party or some event and, like, you just didn't show. She'd be like, okay, you're on the list. Like, she sent me a picture before. She goes, I'm not kidding. I'm like, that's amazing.
That is
like, to
awesome.
To me, that's amazing.
I would want to, I would do everything in my power to make that list. I want to be on and off that list because I want to make her work for it. Like, if it were, like, I'm not coming to your kid's birthday. Like, oh, you're on the list. Fantastic. Well, guess who just got to get out of everything card? Yeah. I'm already on the list now.
I'm on the list.
Now I can burn it to the ground.
I think I have a list of Instagram captions. Like, if I hear a song I really like, I'll be like, oh, going on the caption list. So I have, like, this list.
To you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love good captions on a picture.
Nice.
You like those, like, ambiguous, like, captions or, like... Or, like, you like the, like...
The motivational cat posters?
No, this is, like, definitely from songs.
Oh, not like the little frog choking the seagull, never give up! And I'm like, he's getting eaten! Every guidance counselor from the 90s, I'm like, why is this motivational? I'm trying to tell you I'm sad. And I'm looking at this going, never give up!
We gotta be positive!
He almost died! Look, he's in his mouth! I'm like, no! Okay.
Let's not talk about the hospital bills and therapy that'll leave you broke forever.
Yeah. Because that stupid poster. Why don't you have, like, the eagle soaring? And it's like, fly to your highest expectations. And you're like, oh, yeah, no. We're going to play Duck Hunt. No.
Love some Duck Hunt.
Yeah. Never have I ever been thrown up on. As a parent, I have been thrown up on.
Mm-mm. I have not.
Nor have I.
Just wait.
I would not put up with
it's
it.
It's coming.
I
can't look at this infant and be like, I ain't putting up with that mess today. Let me clean my shirt.
See, I'm a sympathetic vomiter, so it would be a chain reaction.
I don't know. I mean, maybe with a baby, you would change.
Maybe
a little bit.
I would hope
see.
So.
I don't
with the dogs currently.
Well, are the dogs like, and you're like,
yep.
I've been a dog.
I don't clean one with the house.
Dog
no
is
ma'am.
A different
mm-mm.
thing.
Nope, can't do it.
Okay, well,
can't do it.
No, I mean, like a few months ago, Jaren was sick, and he was like taking a nap and sleeping. It had his little head on my chest, and he's like, Mama, bleh. And I was like, okay. And it just, and I got it in my hair and on my shirt, and he goes, I'm so sorry. I was like, don't be sorry. No, let me get you in a tub, sweet thing. Oh, God.
Let me just fly to the bumblebee.
And at the moment, like, someone from work here was calling me. I was like, I'm so sorry. I can't answer right now. I'm so busy right now. Oh, my God.
I think maybe kids are only the only thing where that would be okay with.
Yeah, but, like, your friend at a party, you're like, no, Susan, get it together.
The last party I hang out with Susan at.
Susan, get it together. Why did you have soda?
Susan.
Why did you eat those chips?
They're the worst.
Come on, Susan. Never have I ever been bungee jumping.
Nope,
I haven't.
Afraid of heights.
Uh-uh.
Okay. Never have I ever eaten an entire pizza by myself.
For sure.
Totally.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
We
all
talking about
done
a small
it.
Pizza either.
We're not talking personal pan. We're talking about
we're talking about
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's on the list.
Yeah.
I've stuff. Worked my way up. I've graduated.
You were like, go through the menu and cross it off. It's like this whole discussion of G, PG, PG-13. You're like, personal,
right.
Small, medium, large, extra long, Brooklyn. Stuffed crust. Like, here we go.
Oh, it's the best kind of pizza.
Never have I ever had a near-death experience.
For sure.
I have.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Whether you knew it at the time or not.
I think even sometimes, like, when you're, like, driving and you're like, I'm going to cross over in this lane. And something's like, I think it's that still small voice that's like, look over. You're like, glad I looked over because I'd be in the hospital right now.
Well, technically you should have done that to begin with, but okay.
I'm just saying. Or, like, you've done that and they were in your blind spot.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, if I'd have crossed over, like... You know,
I've
been running late before, and like my great aunt Louise, she always had a great outlook on life and was very positive. And so if we were running late or something, she was like, "There's a reason." Or like we'd run late and then you'd see an accident and it's like, "See,
right.
if you're on time."
That could have been us. Yeah,
that would have been us. Or like she had a good outlook on like if she heard an ambulance, She'd be like, someone's having a baby. And it was like, that was always, I just always loved that outlook on it. Right. Like, it was something positive instead of like, oh, someone's mangled in that thing. You know, it's like, where is my grandmother, her sister, would have been like, oh, no, please. Oh, what's happening? She's like, someone's having a baby. And I'm like, what a sweet angel. So, yeah. Never been skydiving?
No.
Still for nights. Hadn't changed.
Never have I ever regifted a gift that was given to me.
For sure I have.
I've done it.
We've done a rando thing,
like a candle or something.
Blanket.
Yeah. Like that Christmas gift you get from somebody. Oh, the like special down the aisle that's like $19.95. And you're like, I don't wear this gardenia smell. With the bath salts and the lotion and the spray. And maybe the little scrubby mitten that comes with it. I don't wear that.
No.
I don't think I've ever done that.
I don't think I'd use a scrubby mitten.
Yeah.
The idea of like.
I don't.
Never have I ever used a scrubby mitten. Okay. Never have I ever stayed up for more than 24 hours.
No, that's no problem.
No, I have not.
Been there, done that.
I've done it.
Slept for almost 24 hours.
What?
See, that I've never done.
Yeah, I've never done that.
I remember I slept all day. I woke up at like 6, ate something, and then took a shower and fell back asleep.
That sounds heavenly.
Oh, I've done that.
You don't feel good the next day.
No?
No.
And I don't have any like crazy or exciting stories. I'm just a giant nerd. So when games release at midnight, I just keep playing.
Yeah.
I mean,
just for the morning show, there's been times when I've worked like a Friday morning and I've been up since 2, and then it'd be like the weekend and go hang out with friends and it'd be like 2 or 3, and you're like, oh, Lord, I'm a little more tired than you guys.
What have I done?
Why?
They are on vacation. I'm not. What's happening right now?
Yeah. What's going on now? Yeah. And again, the kid thing that. Whew, you learned that.
I still feel like, to an extent, that's a different animal. That takes this question to a different
whole other thing. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
I think, like, by choice.
Yes.
Like, it's a by choice kind of question.
Yeah, by choice. Or just, like, how time is, like, flown by, and you're like, oh, it's a great day. I'm having a good time. Do you remember, like, okay, Tracy, Miss sleeps a lot. Do you ever like stay up late and then get up early the next day? I remember like being in high school and being able to do that. Like, be like, I stayed up till 4 and then slept 3 hours and then went to school. Now, if I try that, I'd be like, I'm dying.
Right.
I can't. I would be a slug crawling through this door here and be like, hit me. Or I'd be like, even if I stayed up till like midnight and like got up my normal time about 5:30, people would be like, are you okay? Are you sick? And I'm like, no, I'm.
So for me, it's I feel like I have a scale. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm up, whatever, rocking and rolling, get like 1 to 2 hours of sleep, I'm a rock star. I keep right on going. The crash is coming, but I've kind of staved it off.
The REM cycle.
Right. From 3 to 5 hours of sleep, zombie. Mm-hmm. Then you know, 6 to 8 is normal. So
yeah. Do you ever do that? Do you ever stay up and then like
until about like a month ago? I probably stayed up till 2 every night.
Did you?
Yeah, then I started waking up early, come in early, which I love.
I know, getting up early.
It is so cool.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you have more of the day?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because then, like, when I'm here and it'll be like 9:30, I'll be like, man, I would just be getting here. And you're like, oh, you've already been here for like 2 hours. And it's like,
yeah,
what?
Look at you, Tracy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or like on the weekends where it makes a huge difference.
Oh, yeah, because you're like, I get to get up. Maybe do a little load of laundry, have a little breakfast. Then it's like, I've enjoyed half my morning, and it's only like 9:30.
I used to sleep until 11 on weekend.
Like, oh.
Now, if I slept until 11, I would feel like I have just wasted
the day.
Uh-huh. Yes. I get up at still. Last couple weekends, I've been getting up at 7.
Mm-hmm. Girl.
I know.
I'm usually up at 7 on Saturdays.
I drink coffee in my living room on my couch. I know that sounds lame, but I never use my living room.
But you're, like, in your pajamas, and you're comfortable. And you're watching TV.
Something, yeah.
What are you watching?
Probably, like, Instagram videos. Hmm. Or, like, I'm definitely scrolling through all my, like, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, just looking at something funny.
The news feed for the day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm.
And not worrying about what her fellow podcasters are talking about. Cause
I definitely go to.
She's like, I bet that Jenya's getting up now and doing a load of laundry like a loser. I'm like,
no,
sure I am.
I'm not friends with her.
Yeah. Did you look at her? She's like, you jerks. I'll never be on another podcast with you. I'll delete this audio right now.
No.
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 No. Thanksgiving.
She thought about it.
I mean, I want to be able to see your pictures of you throwing gang signs beside the turtle.
Dude, did you see my new car picture?
I mean, you're throwing the peace sign, West Side.
I feel like all my stuff on social media, I don't know. I'd be scared.
Are you a social gangster on social media?
Yes. My Instagram captions?
On point. What is the latest Instagram caption? Just read a couple. Okay, here's a fun game. Since we have Tracy here, and we have a little time. What about you read us a caption, and Josh and I, just let's do three. Read us a caption, and we'll guess what the picture looks like.
Okay.
We might have to skip around for this
okay,
to be.
Okay, I understand. Okay, PG, because, yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, we're all fair flair.
This is why I tried to claim PG to start with. You were just going to go, G5.
Yeah, but she might have, like, the word crap in it. Okay. Where you're like, PG.
Right.
Okay.
Instead of, like, snuffle nuggins. Like.
So this one is, I haven't killed in years. I got rusty.
This is the best game ever.
This is a
already.
Gucci Mane quote. Just
this is already the best game ever.
I feel like
we
made a
okay.
mistake. We
okay,
made a mistake
have to guess
doing
what the picture
Never
is.
Have I Ever.
You have to, please
okay.
guess what the picture
All right, what
is.
Was the caption again, Gucci Mane?
I haven't killed in years. I got rusty.
I feel like this is like an old axe from the woods kind of thing where it's just been left outside.
Okay.
And got rusty.
Solid. I'm not going to say that's not on my Instagram somewhere.
Okay.
Close.
I'm going to say... it's
this,
a selfie.
Watch. This is going to go off the rails real fast.
It's going to be a selfie. And she's wearing like a flannel shirt. And she's doing the little peace sign, gang sign thing that Tracy does with her long nails. All right, what's the picture? Show it to us.
It's me at a Christmas party.
Oh my God!
It's like a fancy Christmas party.
Yeah, look at you. You look great. And why is that the caption?
Because it was on my caption list.
You look good, girly. Oh, my God. Thank you. Okay, do another one.
This is my
I would have never
like
guessed
I'm,
that.
I'm going to be horrible at this game now.
Oh, yeah. But it's so fun because it's
no,
like,
it,
that's so
right.
out there. You were like a rusty axe. What the
well,
crap?
I generated a picture based on the caption.
She
I didn't
was like
realize
throwing
these
hatchets.
Were just her posts.
Yeah, these are her posts.
Okay, that's fine.
It's very Tracy. Okay, two more. Here we go. This should be like a regular like rando
oh
feature.
My gosh.
Okay, here we go.
We're going to put this on the air.
Yeah, we got to.
Always unhappy about something.
You sitting in a basket full of puppies.
Do you want me to say, okay, Jenny, your guess.
Yeah, don't give her a hint now. That's not fair.
What, a basket full of puppies?
I think that's a bad guess. No, I don't really love animals.
Yeah, I mean,
but you
she's
just told
trying
me you
to
have
find.
A new dog.
She's trying
it's
to
not
find.
My dog.
It's not her dog. It's her boyfriend's dog. And
no,
she's trying
still.
To find the owners of the cat. And she's left like notes for her neighbors. Okay, say it again. I need to.
Always unhappy about something. And it has the upside down smiley face where it's still smiling but literally upside down.
All right, it's just a selfie of you driving and you have a serious pensive face.
Okay.
Like you're thinking like.
That was closer. I'm in Puerto Rico on my birthday and it was just bad lighting because the person taking this picture was like, oh, the light's terrible.
Oh, and it's like that beachy
that
hazy.
Look. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'll give Jenny that one.
Okay.
Because you said the face. She said the face was.
Like pensive, like she's thinking, like. Mm-hmm. Mm.
All right.
Okay.
I fully acknowledge I'm terrible at this game.
You got to find.
This
like,
is why I don't have an Instagram.
Where it doesn't match it at all.
I mean, no. I mean, just give us one that you're like, all right, this is a good one.
Like I love
one that
the
you're
first
super
one.
Proud of the caption. The first one threw me. I was.
I
would never
fantastic.
Been like.
Fantastic. So that was why.
Dressed like a
of,
doll.
That's why it led to my second one being off the rails and not even close.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like they might not be PG. Okay. Just a few more weary days, and then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end.
I'll let you go first this time, because I'm tired of wrecking this train before
I've
it
definitely
gets started.
I'm pretty sure I've shown you this picture. But I might not have.
All right, mirror selfie in a new dress.
Okay.
Or a jumpsuit. Like a onesie, like a cute floral onesie.
Okay.
But a mirror dress. And you're feeling yourself.
I feel like this is you sitting in front of your laptop writing term papers.
It's a butterfly exhibit.
That's all fair play. We're out. I'm done.
It's WAKG's Off Air Flare.
Off Air Flare.
With Jinya and Josh.